Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have the one and only Vixen Wah. Vixen Wah will join us in just a few. She has released today her EP, Dangerous. Oh, it's going to be a dangerous show tonight. We have some great music for you, and we have the great Vixen Wah. Let's not waste any more time, man. Let's get to celebrating, because Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not, like it or not with Michael Lane, like it or not, you're in tune too. Like it or not, like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have to give a special love shout, but I'm not going to talk about my Green Bay Packers. I'm still depressed about that. But I will congratulate the two teams that are going to the Super Bowl, and that is the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. I will talk more about that on tomorrow night's show. I will talk about that on tomorrow night's show on smacktongue.com. That'll be on 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. So congratulations. Much love to those two teams. Much love to each and every one of you all from all around the world. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of L-I-O-N. Like It or Not, I am your host, Michael Lane. And this is Blog Talk Radio. Now, we're going to be talking in just a few seconds to Vixen Wah, but I want you all to know, if you all want to holler at her, if you all want to holler at this great artist, you can talk to her. Yes, you can. You can call her, congratulate her, ask her a question, show her love, whatever you want to do. Just give us a call. Area code 347-826-93. 57. That's area code 347-826-9357. And without further delay, I bring to you this woman. Her music is, her heart is as great as her music. Her music represents courage, strength, love, and acceptance. Something that we all should have. And believe me, she is a total badass. And that's what we need in music. And she's bringing it. And thank goodness, I can definitely say, you all will not be sorry if you purchase this EP of the one and only Vixen Wah. I am so honored to have her on the show. Vixen Wah, how are you?
What? Michael Lane. What's going on?
Lord, I am so
glad to be on air with you again. It's been a long time.
It's been about a year, hasn't it?
It's been more than a year, I have to tell you.
Wow. We're going to have to change that.
Yes. We are, but it's good. I've been busy, you know. I'm sure you've been busy, but yeah, I've been busy, without a doubt.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You've been busy. You've been performing. You've been working on that this EP that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. You
yep.
have been one busy artist. I mean, and let's not forget your YouTube and your performances. I mean, you have. Your live performances are unbelievable. If you all don't believe me, you all check her out on the YouTube channel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's so nice. Thank you.
What went into your performances, Vixen? I mean, what do you do? How do you approach your performance? Because it's so dynamic.
Let's just say I have been performing for a long time. I've been an artist pretty much all of my life, maybe not as a singer, songwriter, you know, a musical artist, but I've been performing for a really long time, since I was a kid, you know, like putting the music on, dancing in the living room, coming up with my little choreography and singing along and, you know, thinking about costumes and the set. I think I was just kind of born ingrained with that, you know, show, that kind of I'm going to be a star of the show mentality without really knowing that that's what was happening, you know. Yeah, my background is extensive in terms of performing. So this is – the performing aspect is not new to me at all. And putting together a show and choreography and thinking about the costumes and the set and the message that I want to, you know, get across in terms of how to express that. That's not new to me. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing it for, oh, my God, I'm not even going to say. But for many, 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 many years. But the singing music part is newer to me, you know, like, you know, what I'm doing. It's a newer thing. And so just being able to marry those two together, I think, is, you know, it's I'm really grateful that I actually have this performance, you know, background. Because it's helping me as a singer and an artist.
Now, do you find that challenging now? You know, because you're in your comfort zone with performing, and it all just comes natural to you. But do you find it challenging now to put that into just like just really? Because you know, when I hear your music, I mean, you're just pumping all of you out there. I mean, you're just expressing so much of yourself. Do you find that more of a challenge?
Okay, not really. If anybody who knows me and knows my art has always been in your face and the truth and raw, and it's always been like that in everything that I've done, from producing shows and directing shows and pulling that out of the artists that I work with to putting myself on the stage. And if I have something to say, the way it comes through me, you know, it comes through me raw and real. And I don't run from that. I don't go, oh, my God, this could be too much for the audience. I don't know. I don't even have – well, I shouldn't say that I don't have those thoughts. They may come up and I just go, oh, but no, you have to be true to yourself. Just do it. Just do it. Like, just trust it. Just do it. Just be who you are. And I've always done that. The challenge for me is the singing, like the, you know, like expressing myself through this new medium, this new instrument. You know, it's not a new instrument, but it's an instrument that I'm new to using. That is challenging, marrying those two together. But as you can see from my performances, that has really grown and evolved over this last year and a half to 2 years. So my performances probably, I don't know if they were like that before. Well, you saw some of my older stuff.
Yes.
I've grown from since then to, you know, to now.
You have. Actually, it's like it's such an evolution. It's like you're finding your voice and just absolutely just taking full advantage of it. Like I said, you're such a badass. You just take it and say, "Oh, that's the route. Now I'm just gonna bum rush it."
Right. There has been a huge shift. Like I have to say, And I think that's one of the beautiful things about this journey. One of the scary things, but one of the most amazing and beautiful things about this journey. It's like, I think I wrote in a blog or something somewhere, I can't remember, I posted something where I was saying that every little break, like, on this journey, the breakthroughs are going to happen in divine time, you know? It's like, I can't force myself to be comfortable with something, or I can't force myself, you know, I can't force anything. And these little breakthroughs would, like, happen, and sometimes they're big, sometimes they're little, but they're mm-hmm. still so impactful. And I would just go, holy shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I do that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, yes, you can. Feel free, yes.
Holy shit. I was like, oh, my God. Wow. So something just shifted. I did a show with Margaret Cho, which is maybe one of the last shows you saw me do, with Margaret
mm-hmm.
Cho for
yes.
the fundraising thing she was doing in San Francisco. And I
Absolutely.
Heard really a lot in practice and got ready for that show. And this is a true story. I practice. I'm like, okay, I know what my costumes are. I know what I want to wear. I'm ready. And I get there, and I start to freak out because everybody there is performing live with bands and this and that, and they are tearing it up. And this little old me
mm-hmm.
back in the dressing room listening, peeking my head out, going, oh, my God, they're killing it. And I almost didn't do it. I almost
oh,
was
wow.
like, I'm not going to do the show. Why am I going to do the show? I'm the only one who doesn't have, like, a lot of music. Oh, I have a backing track. How am I going to do that? And then it's like, is my show really worth it? Like, I had a freak out moment, and I went up to the tech person. I was like, I don't think I'm going to do it. They can't find the guy anyway, because can he really do it? Like, I just lost it. And then
mm-hmm.
I went back in the dressing room, and something said, no. No, just do it. Just do it. Just trust. Just do it. Just do it. And when I performed, I got so much love. People were like, oh, my God, you know, that was amazing.
Yeah.
You are amazing. That show was fierce. Even Margaret Cho, as you see at the end, she's like, that was fierce. That was fierce.
Wow.
So,
I know that was an awesome feeling.
It was really, really good for me because it was validation, and it was also, you know, affirmation and confirmation for me that, you know, I'm doing it. I'm doing the work, and I'm doing good. There is growth and development happening. Like, it's being reflected back to me so that I can see, because I spend a lot of time by myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing this
mm-hmm.
and, you know. So when I walk, so something shifted for me from that moment on. Something just went, you know what, whatever you do from this point forward, just go for it. Be confident about it, take it by the reins, and just ride it. Like, just be the person, be the powerhouse, be, you know, the artist that you know you are. No apologies, no disclaimers, just do it. And something shifted in me, and I'm this whole, you know, I've kind of evolved to this other level that I didn't, you know, it was just a breakthrough. So,
yes. Yes, definitely. We are talking to Vixen Y. Yes, she finally returns. Yeah, that's on me. She finally returns to Like It or Not with Michael Lane. Don't forget, you all can call in. Area code 347-826-9357. Or you can email me, likeitornotwithmichael@gmail.com. Check it out. I have to talk to you about this because I've received a lot of emails. You weren't even on the show, but I was receiving emails saying, have you checked out Vixen Y's Dangerous video? And
oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. You must watch it. And I said, I already did. But, wow,
right.
That's great that you all watched it. And so I'm going to actually form a question that they wanted to pretty much ask or sum up. Did you have fun making this video? Would you compare making that video like performing to an audience, even though there may not be an audience there? It's like a performance, but is it the same? Is it equivalent to performing on stage?
Oh, wow. You know, yes and no. The no being that I mean, all the pre-production work that goes into it, the rehearsal, the this. I mean, it's a much bigger. It's to me, making my music video for Dangerous was a huge production. It was a huge undertaking, without a lot of, you know, without a huge staff. I had an amazing staff of people who supported me, but we were a small staff and a small crew, and it was cold windy. Oh my God. It was so cold windy, and I was just like, and you know, but I had, you know, when we turned the music on and it's time for me to sing and do the thing, this is my first music video that I had done. So I wasn't really, once I got out there and we were doing it and we're shooting, it's, I don't know, I can't really equate it to a performance, because it's the making of something, you know, it's the creation of something. And, you know, when I perform, there's this end result, you know, there's like the show when you do it. And the video is, you know, okay, run it again, but now in this costume, run it again, and now in this costume, run it again, but now here, this thing, and run it again, because you have to run it, you know, so many times in different locations, in different costumes, and different, you know, bring in a different vibe to each time you do it, because you're telling the story, you know, or whatever in the video. And so, yeah, it was really a lot of, it was definitely a lot of work, and you really have to, especially for outside on location, you have to deal with the elements. And I'm rolling around and crawling around in rocks and dirt and little, you know.
Right.
This is so, yeah, I guess it was a performance in a sense. But it was.
You made it look so damn easy.
Really?
You made it look so easy.
Well, it was fun. Well, once I perform, once I turn it on, I'm in performance mode. So I guess in that respect, yes. But I can't stay there, because it's always, you know, the next shot. We got to get this next shot. We got to get this next, you know, we got to get this. There's no, you don't get to rest and be in performance, if that makes sense.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I definitely see where you're coming from. To see the finished product, to actually finally see for the first time your music, to see your music, was that pretty much an emotional experience?
Yeah, it really was. I have to say, because I did when I released the single Dangerous 2 years ago. Was that 2 years ago or last year? I can't remember. And I wanted to do the video release party at the same time. So I wanted to do a CD release, single release, a show, and then to close it off, I did the video. And I had just basically gotten it from the editor, the production team, and I was just like, oh, my God, I don't know if can we get this to run? We were having problems. And finally we got it to run, and it was, like, up on the big screen, and it was kind of like my first time really seeing it as a finished product. And yes, was so like everybody was so quiet in the room, and we're all just like staring. And then there was some applause, like woo, when I'm walking down the railroad track with my suitcase. I don't know why there was applause, but there was. And I had my whole body had chilled over, and I had my hands over my mouth, like, oh my God, oh my God. Look at that. It's me up there. It's like, I'm doing it. So, yeah, it was quite emotional.
Well, can I tell you something there, Vixen?
That
scene you were talking, that scene you were talking about with you holding that suitcase and walk, for me, it was like a symbol of liberation, of independence. Of just taking you and just going and just leaving and really just getting away from it all and being me. I'm just going to take it. To me, that scene, and I believe they felt that, was so just, it was liberating. It was it was victorious, and
yeah,
and that's what I grabbed for that. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I think when I felt everybody's energy in that moment, you know, I felt it. I was like, wow, because this is also me as an artist seeing other people respond to my artistry, you know, and my creative expression. So it was just like, oh, it is happening. Because as an artist, you know, as an artist, I just create, you know, and I don't necessarily know how people are going to respond. There could be a multitude, a wide range of responses and reactions, and everybody is going to have a different experience when they see that video, you know what I mean? I've had some the negative to mostly positive, but a bit negative here and there. And to see people respond to it like that, I was like, yes, really? That's working? Because, you know, my work, my mission is about empowerment. You know, and empowering women, you know, lifting people up and, you know, inspiring people to take life by the reins and live true to your heart and soul always. And I was like, wow, okay, now I'm doing it through this different medium. Will it read? Will people get that? And so that moment also let me know that, oh, my God, yes, people, that message is coming through. Because that's something to wonder about, is the message getting through, just like I do with, like, my songs. And I go, and it always comes back to just be, you know, I see that around a lot here from other artists and people who I respect and look at as being art, you know, being true artists. That's what it always comes back to. And I think sometimes we as true artists, sometimes that's the biggest struggle for us, like to, am I really, like, you know, I don't know if people are going to get it or not, but usually people do. You don't have to say anything or explain anything. People get, you know, the essence and integrity of you does come through, of me does come through. So that's really something to be really, to really celebrate, to really be proud of.
Definitely. You have a lot to be proud of. We're talking to Vixen Wah. Hey, guys, don't forget now. There was one caller that called in. I don't know if something wrong with your line or what, but please call back. Area code 347-826-9357. Okay, I did receive an email, and it seems like it's from the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yes, from the United Kingdom, and it's just basically a simple request to me. They said, let's talk about that EP.
Hey.
Thank you, Edward. Thank you, Edward. His name is Edward, and he's from the United Kingdom. So thank you, Edward, and man,
hey,
wow.
Edward. He's like, let's get to it now.
I tell you, aren't you supposed to be in bed, Edward? I think it's pretty late over there. But thank you for listening, brother. But now, let's talk about your baby. It is out today.
I know. It's exciting. It's available everywhere.
It's available everywhere. Now, they can also go to your website, right?
Well, you can go to my website. You can go. I have it streaming on YouTube, and that's basically what I've put out in the forefront right now. It's in a playlist, the whole thing in order, the way it's laid out, and so that's a place where people can go and plug in. It's on my website in terms of the store. It's on SoundCloud. It's on Spotify, Last FM, iHeartRadio. It's available on Amazon, iTunes. I don't have the whole list in front of me, but like, it's pretty much out there. But in terms of streaming, you know, if people want to listen to it, I would say go to my YouTube channel, and then just click on the playlist and choose the playlist, or they can go to, you know, what's it called, SoundCloud. On the SoundCloud.
Okay.
And go to Spotify. If they're on Spotify, you know, if they just want to hear it, first.
Right.
But if you want to buy it, you can go to CD Baby. There's some stores on my website where you can buy it. On my website, you just hear samples. But on the very first page of my website, I embedded the YouTube channel so they can actually go to my website, VixenWaugh.com, and just play it there.
Awesome. Awesome. First off, let me congratulate you on one hell of an EP. That is, whew, my.
Did you enjoy it?
I love it. I tell you all out there, you all will not be sorry. I mean, your heart, your soul, your blood, sweat, and tears was all up in that. I can't really tell you. I can't tell you what's my favorite. Because, you know, they're all just absolutely that good. The remixes, even the clean versions, the remix, 100 Air is absolutely badass. Oh,
my God. You really like that one? That means a lot to me, Michael. Oh, my God. Yes.
I couldn't wait to tell you that. It is bad. I mean, I love all of it is just amazing. Now, the work that has been put into it, you finally just, it's out. I mean, just your feelings right now.
It's so much work getting up to this moment to finally have this day to kind of just be like, wow. Okay, it's out there now. People are really going to start listening to it and, like, hearing it. And, it's like a big sigh of, like, yes.
Yes.
you know, I'm just feeling like, oh, my God, I got that sucker. That baby, I popped that baby out. Boy. But I had so much help, you know, to make it happen. I had so much help to make it happen. It's not even funny, you know. It's like it's like a dream come true, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
like, wow, I knew that it was a lot of work to put music out, but
yeah.
I guess I just didn't know really how much work. I mean, and I'm not no stranger to hard work, so I'm just like, okay, this is no joke. It's no joke at all. If, you know, and I wanted to put out a quality product. I'm like, this is going to be my first baby out there, so I want it to be good. I want it to be quality.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, you know, and I wanted to authentically express, you know, my artistry, you know, is authentically, you know, in terms
mm-hmm.
of who I am as an artist. And there was no way I realized there was no way I could have done it by myself. I remember when I first started this project of just doing music, period, and I was trying to do this thing by myself, and I was like, I can't do this by myself. I don't know. What? So my team, you know, I got to give mad kudos to my team. I can't, like, first of all, my boy, Mr. Herman Unterwasaka, who I met online on Star Now, who lives in Vienna, Austria, my composer, he is, can you hear that music under the air? I'm like, damn, he is so, you know, and I love it because he's not here in this country. You know what I mean? So he's not necessarily inspired or influenced so much about, he has this real authenticity about him that's unique that I heard when I listened to his beat or his playback, as he calls them. So he had created these, and I went to his website, and he was like, I'm looking for, you know, people or whatever. So I'm listening to his stuff, and I'm like, oh, and it just kept hitting me, like, deep. And I was like, oh, my God. I love it, and I instinctively, I thought, we haven't even worked together yet. You know, we haven't worked together. I haven't said yes. I'm just checking him out. And I'm like, there's something about his music. There's something about his music that really hits me. Like, it hits me to my core. It hits me in my soul. There's something about the way that he composed. And I'm a person of moments. I love moments. And his
yes.
music was filled with these moments that I would just go, oh. Like, you know what I mean? I could, like, hit it and be like, woo.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I could ride on that moment even after it was gone because the moment resonated so deeply. And I feel like that's how I have always created as an artist, whether it was choreography as a dancer because I have a dance background, whether it was, you know, working with a... Uh-oh. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Something happened on my computer. Forgive me. I don't know where that came from or what happened. Sorry about that, y'all. What's up? I had an instinct that we were a good match. And then he composed the music for Dangerous, the original composition. And then
mm-hmm.
he composed the music for Lusty Baby. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it just gets...
Oh.
It just gets in there, you know. I'm like, oh.
Mm.
Like, he heard me, and he listened to me. And that's the thing. I would be like, Hera, I just wrote this song. Like, 100 Day, I wrote that without any music. It just came to me. And I was like, and then he was visiting this country, and him and his family were here, and I had them come and stay, you know, like, at my house because they were traveling around the states and stuff. And he came and stayed at my house, and I was like, Herbert, I have this idea for this song. He's like, really? Let's hear it. And I was like, I don't know, because your daughter is here. Can I do this or whatever? And then I did it. And he ran over because there was a computer in the household, I mean, a piano. And he ran over, and he was like, oh, I'm going to start working on it. And but he came back, you know, with his music. I just tell him, like, this vibe, I want this vibe. And, you know, I was like, well, you know how this artist is, you know, whatever. But it's not like that artist. It's just sometimes you can't find the words to express it, so you kind of have to say,
yeah.
you know, here's a little this like that, but, you know, of course, our thing. And
mm-hmm.
he pops it out. We have so many more, trust me. But, yeah, he's amazing. I love you, Herman. I don't even know if you're listening because he's over there. And also, Kayla Marine, my producer. She's a personal friend of mine, and
mm-hmm.
another personal friend of ours suggested that I, why don't you ask Kayla? And I'm like, wow, okay. And she helped me to express my music.
Mm-hmm.
Being authentic to who I am as an artist. It gets to her sometimes, doesn't it, Kayla? She's like, I can't say that word. I can't say that word.
You
I can't say that
can't
word.
Say that.
But you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, right. So, yeah. But she's awesome, and then my boy, I can say so much about her, but I don't want to go. That would take the whole show.
Okay.
But she's everything. She's everything. And I'm like, Kayla, I want to just continue to work with her. You know, like, say if I were to get signed to a label, I'd be like, I need to bring my peeps with me because
mm-hmm.
they understand me as an artist. And that's so important to me. You know,
yeah.
to be understood and accepted and to have that honored rather than trying to shape me into something that I'm not.
Absolutely.
And my boy, Mr. Dave Hughes of Shine On Studios, we recorded most of the music, the songs there, and he mixed and mastered the whole EP. He's amazing. And did you notice the remixes, the new mixes of Lusty Lady and Dangerous? Did you notice? We really talked about it, and he and I, Kayla, really worked on it, but he basically is the mastermind behind making it sound,
wow.
making it pop the way that it does and stuff. So it's
yeah.
really, he did a bang-up, kick-ass job.
Ooh,
and I know. it's like,
oh, that was rough.
Everything just cleared up. It's like the clouds cleared away, and it's just like, bam, here it is.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love it.
I love it. It's so much to talk about, you know, and unfortunately, we're running out of show, but
yeah.
You know, we keep in touch. So
yeah.
I want you also to join me later on Smack Tongue Radio. We could have an even longer interview, and we can get more in depth. And I would just love that. But what's going on tonight?
Oh, yeah. I am doing a fabulous listening party, everybody. So it's I thought, what better way to celebrate the release of my debut EP? And so I'm doing a listening party live from my bathroom. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a party, as my boy Black Caesar X says. It's a party. So
we're
hanging out in my bathroom with my roommate, Miss Calix Clack, because I love her. She living with her has been such a joy for me. It has afforded me the freedom to be the artist that I need to be and that I desire to be and that I am. And she, so I'm bringing her on board with me, and I'm going to have some guests, and we're going to do a Google Hangout on air. I'm going to play each of the tracks from the EP, give a little, background here and there, ask some questions and comments, and, we're going to party it up. So it's going to be happening. It's going to be going down at 7 p.m. Pacific time over here. It's just going to be an hour.
Okay.
We could party forever, but it's just going to be an hour. We're going to hit it. We're going to play the songs, and people can just, check it out. They can go right to my website, vixnoir.com/home, or they just go onto the website, enter the site, and it'll be right there.
No doubt. I will be there.
Are you gonna tune in? Oh my god. Okay,
Yeah.
Are you on Google Plus? Do you have a Google Plus page? Profile.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna invite you to be one of the guests. Will you do that?
All right, that'll be just great. Would I have to have a Skype or something?
No. If you have a newer model computer, before I go on air, I will invite you. Well, first of all, I gotta find you, which I will find you. I will find you, Lane. And then I will invite you, so you just be ready. But I'll contact you off air. But you just be ready,
okay.
And I'll invite you. You accept the invitation, and then you'll pop up. You'll be able to see me, other people who are there. If you want to ask questions or make any comments or anything like that, you'll get to do it. We'll put the camera on you, and, people will see you asking a question and stuff. And I really only want people on that guest list who I feel are just my comrades, my peeps, and
yeah.
You are definitely one of those people. So I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I'm just like, yes, you should be. And, everyone else will have to listen, and they can basically, if you have any questions or comments, you can post your questions or comments on Twitter using the hashtag DangerousEP, and we will try to get to as many of those questions or comments as possible within the airtime. We may not be able to get to all of them, but we're going to definitely try to get to as many as possible.
All
and then
right.
You get to party
That's
with
awesome.
Me. What?
hey. And I'm honored. I'm very honored. And I'm very thankful to you for that. I thank you, Vixen Noir. It's been a blast. And I hope, I just wish continued success. And
thank you.
World domination, because you are dangerous.
What? Thank you so
I love
much, and
forever.
I look forward to. Oh, same here. You're the man. You won. You guys, I'm sure that everybody's listening already supports and already, listened to all of Michael's programs and, everything he's got going on. I haven't met anybody else like you online who's doing what you're doing, and it is just such a blessing, especially like as artists and as an artist starting out. You know, it's nice to be able to go somewhere where you feel like safe and loved,
yeah.
and that you're honored
yeah.
and respected as an artist. You know, it's not just
yeah.
about
yeah.
gotta make that dollar. There's this really genuine, authentic support that you provide, and I think that is just so commendable, and that's why I have such mad luck for you, because, you know, like, and why we still know each other 2 years later, you know? Great.
That's right. And it's just the beginning for us, just the beginning.
Yes, it is.
Love you, Vixen Noir. Take care.
All right, thank you so much. I'll see you later tonight for the potty party.
Okay. And you know it. The
all
wonderful
right.
Vixen Noir, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than that. Am I right? And I'm so glad to have her back. And it's just the only part, again, about it that was bad. It's been too long. But we're going to change that. And just congratulations. You all better check it out. All of the information that she gave to you, check it out. Check this artist out. She is one heck of an artist. She's one even a better person. Believe me, she treats her, quote-unquote, superstars. Yeah, she treats her superstars like superstars. And that's her fans and friends. So she's just a wonderful person. A wonderful artist, gifted, just badass. You all don't, believe me, do not miss this Dangerous EP. You all will love it. I'll tell you, I love it. It is cold. I'm going to leave you with Lusty Lady. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be playing more music from Vixen Noir, so you don't want to miss it. I'm going to play maybe a couple of excerpts here from this interview. So join me, 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here, smacktongue.com. And until next time, it's your boy Michael Lane saying I love each and every one of you all. Thank you again to the wonderful Vixen Noir. Until next time, united, we stand. Ow.
Ladies in there, oh my God. Come see the high dressing, ask the lovely lady. Come on in and take a dollar in that body. Come see the high dressing, ask the lovely lady. Come on in and take a dollar in that body. Watch that window go up. What you gonna see on the other side? yeah.